probably anyone could live on this planet. But there's still something terribly wrong. Because we have all this. But there are people in our world who don't have this. When they wake up, they don't see the mountains or the ocean. They see a sewer. They live in darkness. They live with disease, starvation, pain, suffering, war, famine, earthquakes. There's something terribly wrong in the world, but more than this, there are people who have resources that should be sharing these things. But those who have should be able to give so that those who have, do not have, can have something. But our world has been like this for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years, where the strong continue to be strong, where the wealthy continue to be wealthy, and where those who have withhold from those who do not have. Where does that come from? Well, we can resolve situations like starvation, when we can give people hope when they have no hope, the resources that they need to live life, to invite people into enjoying the created world instead of withholding from them or using them to get what we want. But not even in places far away from us, even in our own society, something is wrong. A couple years ago in Vancouver, they did a survey asking what is the most difficult and what is the most felt need in this city, this beautiful city, in the Lower Mainland. The answer came out to be this, that the number one felt need, the number one suffering that people feel in our city is this, loneliness. How can you be alone? You live in the city. Our buses are crammed full when we go to school or when we go to work. How can we be alone when there's so many people around us? Well, there is a way we can be alone or feel lonely. And that is, no one knows what's really in our hearts. We never really have the opportunity to share what is deep inside us, and we just have a front. We just show people what we think they want to see, whether they are friends or family, and we become isolated from one another. And perhaps there are things that we have done that we're not so proud of, that our parents would kind of like not be so happy about. Or we think that our friends would diss us or walk away if they knew. These fears distance us from one another. Now, why do I back up all the way to the creation of our world, to all these problems that we have, even in our beautiful society? It's because God, who created us, sees these things. And from the very beginning, we turned our back away from Him. We decided to do our own thing, to build our own empires, our own careers, our own lives, to live a happy life in our pursuit of personal happiness. We've not only left Him out of the picture, begin to leave other people out of the picture. People have heard it said, and it is said in Scripture, that God is love. That He is loving towards all. And that is true. He is indiscriminate in His love. You do not have to be a good person. You do not have to be even a perfect person by any stretch of the imagination to be loved by God, to be a friend of Jesus. You just need to be honest. You just need to be authentic. And so Jesus came into our world, and God speaks into our world to invite us back to Himself. And He sends Himself in the form of Jesus, who is God, to reveal to us, to teach us what it is to live with each other. He tells us not only to love our friends, He says, love your enemies. He says true friendship is when you lay down your life for a friend. He tells us not only those things, he says when your enemy is upon you, when you look at your enemy, bless them. That when they strike you on the cheek, you turn the other cheek. And you know what? That's exactly what he did. Because we know what we did to him. We crucified him. Because he brought us a message of peace and love and grace and sharing and hospitality. But that's not what sometimes we really want. We don't want the kingdom of God. We want our own kingdom. But our own kingdom's war against everyone else's. So God calls us back to himself. And those who respond to him become what we call a part of the church. The gathered people of God. Now, unfortunately, throughout history, those who claim to be the church don't often do what Jesus says. And for those things, the church is accountable and needs to apologize for and turn from. But the true church are those people who commit to obeying and following the ways of Jesus. The ways of love, of forgiveness, of grace, of sharing, and yes, of honesty. Because without authenticity and honesty, we will always be alone. Throughout Christian history, those people who begin their journey with Jesus and commit to following him do one thing, and that's what you're going to witness today. They stand in public, both before those who are believers and those who are not believers. They stand before everyone in the world and say, I follow Jesus. I believe in his teaching. I believe in his values and in his character. I am not interested in building my own empire, but I want to bring about and belong to the kingdom of God. So today, what you're going to bear witness to is three people who are going to publicly declare to you and share with you their story about why they would do such a thing. And the symbol that has been done by the church is that we will go into the water. Back in the day, it would have been a river. Some people do it inside a building. It doesn't matter how it's done. But it is the sign by which you go under the water, whether it's sprinkled or, in our case, under the water in the ocean. And hopefully it'll come back out. It is a sign of being cleansed. It is a sign of the resurrection from the water, the dying to yourself, and being raised to new life. And so I'm going to be, in a few moments, inviting each of the three persons to come up to share with us their journey. And I invite you all to bear witness. You who are the visible people. And we also declare all these things to all the forces and powers that are invisible. And the spiritual powers that are here as well. And so before we proceed, let me say a prayer. And then I will begin by inviting Michael. And then his sponsor to pray for him. Then Evan. And then his sponsor to pray for him. And then Gregory and his sponsor. And they're going to share with you a little part of their journey. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son. We also thank you for giving us your Spirit, who then teaches us and motivates us and comforts us. But you have said, Lord Jesus, that if we are unwilling to acknowledge you in public, you will also not acknowledge us when your angels come. And before the Father. So, dear Lord, today we also understand the reverse of what you've said. That when we acknowledge you, you acknowledge us. We are yours, and you are ours. So bless Michael, Evan, and Gregory as they are baptized today. and let us hear their true testimony by word and by deed. Amen.